God and Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump dies and goes to heaven. He is at the pearly gates, met by Saint Peter himself. However, the gates are closed and Forrest approaches the gatekeeper. Saint Peter says, "Well, Forrest, it's certainly good to see you. We have heard a lot about you. I must tell you, though, that the place is filling up fast, and we've been administering an entrance examination for everyone. The test is short, but you have to pass it before you can get into heaven." Forrest responds, "It sure is good to be here, Saint Peter, sir. But nobody ever told me about any entrance exam. Sure hope the test ain't too hard, life was a big enough test as it was." Saint Peter goes on, "Yes, I know, Forrest, but the test is only 3 questions. First, what 2 days of the week begin with the letter T? Second, how many seconds are there in a year? Third, what is God's first name?" Forrest leaves to think the questions over. He returns the next day and sees Saint Peter, who waves him up and says, "Now that you have had a chance to think the questions over, tell me your answers." Forrest says, "Well, the first one, which 2 days in the week begin with the letter T?" "Shucks, that one's easy. That'd be today and tomorrow." The saint's eyes open wide and he exclaims, "Forrest, that's not what I was thinking, but you do have a point, and I guess I didn't specify, so I'll give you credit for that answer." "How about the next one?" asks Saint Peter. "How many seconds in a year?" "Now that one's harder," says Forrest, "but I thunk and thunk about that and I guess the only answer can be 12. "Confounded," Saint Peter says, "12. 12. Forrest, how in heaven's name could you come up with 12 seconds in a year?" Forrest says, "Shucks, there's gotta be 12, January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd. "Hold it," interrupts Saint Peter. "I see where you're going with this, and I see your point, though that wasn't quite what I had in mind, but I'll have to give you credit for that one, too. Let's go on with the third and final question. Can you tell me God's first name?" "Sure," Forrest replied, "it's Andy." "Andy?" exclaimed an exasperated and frustrated Saint Peter. "Okay, I can understand how you came up with your answers to my first 2 questions, but just how in the world did you come up with the name Andy as the first name of God?" "Shucks, that was the easiest one of all," Forrest replied. "I learnt it from the song. Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me, Andy tells me I am his own." Saint Peter opened the pearly gates and said, "Run, Forrest, run."